Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Does your company want to work with celebrities? Work with Muhammad Ali Jr., star of the movie My Father Muhammad Ali. Work with Chrissy Buss of the Los Angeles Lakers, Buss Family, and more. Wow, this is super exciting. For more information on celebrity opportunities, call Mr. Bird at 804-586-6299. Again, 804-586-6299. This is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Losing you, I'd cry. I'd cry. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
So Star Lee Knox. He is now with Atlas Star Records with Joe Gallagher. He's the CEO of Atlas Star Records. And who do we have there at the radio station calling in?
Curly Jones.
Deborah, are you there? Who's this?
Yeah.
Curly? Hi, Curly.
Yeah, how you doing?
Because I knew you were going to be calling. And I'm
Deborah.
Wondering about Deborah. Is Deborah there?
Yes. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Deborah. She just moved in, so she's trying to organize herself. So she's calling in. And so we have wonderful Lee Knox. He is so talented. He is a composer, singer.
Thank you.
Writer. He's musician, an author. And big things are going to be your way.
Thank you.
So hopefully Joe Gallagher will be accepted into the Academy, Recording Academy, the Grammys. And who knows what might happen.
True.
So, amen. So our topic for today is on nonprofits and helping organizations in churches, our communities. We have the next guest is Dr. Diane Lawrence. She's the owner founder of the Dr. World Pageant. Hello, Dr. Lawrence.
Hi, how are you?
Doing? Good. Nice to have you on. And she enjoys her book drive. Is that a nonprofit, the book drive that you help?
Yes, actually, and it's a nonprofit, and it's actually global. It started out as one person's idea, and it just expanded because it's so easy to do. And, you know, knowledge is power, and not everybody has access to the internet or to a computer at all times, whereas the little libraries are in, or they call them the little free libraries. They are in different communities, and I have a couple right next to my office at work as well. And people donate, and you can donate one book, two books, however many you want, or you can do book drives, which is what I tend to do. I do a couple a year at least, and I've been able to raise almost 3,500 books in 4 years. And it's just, it's going a good place, and because of Dr. World Productions, we're all about education and community service, and so it aligns perfectly with who we are and what we want to do and what kind of impact we want to make and lift everybody up, because education should be for everyone and they should have access no matter where they live or what they do. And they're popping up all over, and it's been around quite a while. But like I said, even here in Louisville, where I'm based in, I'm seeing them everywhere I go. And I proposed for them to add one to my community here because they don't have one like within a few blocks from here, but there are a couple within a mile or so, but not everybody's close to a library too. So it's
That's really wonderful. Definitely. We need everybody, and we do that through our books. Today we have the internet, so you have a lot of information that you can research as well. There is a website that you can go to. It's the littlefreelibrary.org, and it's HTTPS, right? /littlefreelibrary.org. That's the one that I got from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So anybody that wants to go there, can they donate right there?
Absolutely. I mean, some do where they collect them and then they separate them out to make sure there's balance. But most neighborhoods are just so excited to get books that all that means is that you have one. You just came from an airport and you just finished reading it and you want to give it to someone else to recycle and repurpose. They can just drop it off at any one of them. And there, and some neighborhoods, like the one near my office, they have two within maybe 20 feet of each other. They're just being used, and they're constantly being stuffed, and everybody keeps them up. So it's just, and we go downtown, and we deliver them to 5 different locations down there. But literally, anybody can do it, and it's so easy. And I grew up on books, so I love the tactile feel of holding it and experiencing it and going somewhere else, because with a computer, you're constantly doing all kinds of other things, where this can really make it a learning experience and and fun and go places.
Definitely, definitely. We need that. So the next, we only have half an hour, so I'm going to try and get through everybody. So time goes fast. So the next thing that we want to discuss is the Clinic Crossing Clinic. Is it the name of the organization? This is Dr. Leslie Duffy.
Yes.
Welcome. How you doing?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
Good, good. Good, thank you. There is a website for that. I'll mention the website. I wrote that down. We have a former, she's a former Dr. Oklahoma with the Dr. World pageant. And she enjoys helping at Crossing Clinic. Could you tell us a little bit about that organization?
Sure. So Crossings Clinic is a clinic it's a Christian clinic here in Oklahoma City, and we see patients without any insurance. There's a lot of patients out there that don't qualify for any assistance, and they don't get insurance through their job. So we provide primary care, and we also have specialists, dentists, and physical therapy. And so it's something that I really enjoy giving back. And it's as much for me as it's for them, because when you volunteer, you can forget about your problems and just focus on someone else. And it really makes you feel good to make a difference.
It does. It really does. When you give, you feel good about it. Absolutely. And the website, I wrote this one down. It's https://clinic.crossings.church. What can they find there as far as the information that's on there?
For people who are in the Oklahoma City area, there's links to volunteer. They're specifically looking for Spanish-speaking volunteers, which I don't speak Spanish myself. Or just anybody, you know, who wants to pray with the patients, even, you know, if you're interested in volunteering and you live in the area, they can definitely find something that works for you.
Because you said it was associated with the church?
Yes. Crossing Church in Oklahoma City. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So our next guest is Curly Jones. We have him on the phone. Hi, Curly. Pastor Curly. Are you still there? So, Bobby, you're still there.
He should be here. His light's on.
Okay. So, we have Pastor Curly Jones. He's also with Atlas Star Records. And he has a song. It's called Protection. He wrote that himself. He's a composer and singer, musician as well. We want to share the song with you. So you can go ahead and play it.
All right, let's play that song right now.
Protection.
I mean, I didn't know.
The Gospels.
That God is our protection. Protection. Jesus is protection. Yes, Jesus is protection. Jesus is his protection. Done.
clap.
There it is.
Okay. So we have our next guest. Thank you, Curly, Pastor Curly Jones.
Hopefully I'll call
back. Our next guest is Deborah. Deborah Hemmer. And she is a producer, script writer, actress. And Deborah would like to tell us about a nonprofit that she enjoys helping. It's the Haven of Peace.
Yes,
could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I was just going to say just a minute ago, Teresa, I'm sorry. Yes, it was founded in 1959 as the first shelter for women and children here in San Joaquin County, where we live, out in California. And I must say that it was remarkable in that it became the first one because there was nothing for women back in the 1959 when it opened its doors. And my great aunt was part of that. Women of 13 churches got together and wanted to do something about that. So under the direction of Ethel Ellison, who was with her husband working with the Dawson Gospel Mission, which was only for men. But she had to turn a woman away one night, another woman, who went out into the night very discouraged because a lot of them come from domestic violence situations, you know, Teresa, and other various problems. And they had no place to go quite often. And so when they were, this was realized, they decided they would get this together and should have told this lady, you know, I can't take you in. We have no place. And so it was decided there would be a way to figure that out. And they felt the Lord put it upon her heart. So she got together with the women of 13 churches, actually 13 churches, and mostly women got involved to try and provide this type of safe place for women coming from all these different backgrounds. Some are from the street, some have domestic violence problems, and they had children too. So they began work on that in 1957 and got into this situation with a big house that they renovated, two-story house here in Stockton. And then it eventually relocated out to French Camp, where it is right now. But it's a Christian program that provides a good direction regarding healthy living, lifestyle changes. They have various programs that are extremely helpful as far as even nutrition, as far as jobs, providing them to become more self-sufficient and change their lives in the way of thinking. And they teach them about prayer and about the Bible, their Bible studies. It's remarkable. And a lady came on who's the executive director a few years ago on a program I was doing back then called A Brighter Day in Hope for Tomorrow. And she brought one of the residents with her who'd gone through the program. They have parenting and so forth. And she had a child, but she was involved with addiction. And she explained, as you know, I got to hear it firsthand from my great aunt years ago, but what was going on currently. And the difference they made in her life, she shared that through the prayer programming and the Bible studies and the introduction really for her to Jesus about Christianity, which she really didn't know, it helped her overcome her addiction problems. And they had that counseling out there too, where she became self-sufficient, had an apartment, and we discussed this on that broadcast. And what a difference it's made in the lives of, you know, many, over thousands of women have gone through this program since those years. And that was up to date a few years ago. It was still going on strong. And it's just made such an impact on our community. And it was really is historical in the fact that it was the first one. So I'm very dedicated to that. My great aunt was one of the workers who worked hard to develop this. And along with the founder, Ethel Ellison, who was remarkable. What a lady. So, again, I wanted to promote that. It's an organization I strongly believe in. For those.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Deborah, and the website that I wrote, it's right. Haven of Peace, Inc. So that's H-A-V-E. Yeah. So it's Haven, H-A-V-E-N, of O-F, Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Inc., right after the word peace, inc.com, if you want to go on there. And what are they going to find there?
Well, they're going to find all of the different programs and ways to help. They always need donations, Teresa, of many things. You can go down there personally if you live in the area, or you can call the numbers, or you can even contact them through email. And if they have a need, they need so many different things. A list of all the needs they have as far as baby formula and diapers. The children are there too. And things for women, personal items, and all those things, the hygiene and everything else that you can personally donate, or you can, you know, contact them and let them know that you need, you want to provide for some of the needs and donate, you know, financially. They always need that help also. So they're a wonderful organization to go to. You'll find all about their counseling, what they do, and how they're helping, and have been helping all these many years, and their mission statement, which is about the love of Jesus, you know, how they changed people through that knowledge that they didn't have before.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for that information. We're going to go because we're running out of time already. Time goes fast. Half an hour goes by fast.
Yes, it does.
So we still have a couple of songs to play by Randall Rutledge. He recently passed away from the Camp Lejeune toxic water incident, and he was on the shows, and I have told his wife and him that I would play his songs. You know, even though he passed away, we will continue playing his songs. Mm-hmm. And we do have a new artist called Benjamin Parks, a.k.a. Easy Does It. He wrote a song. It's a hip-hop. It was a time when he wasn't doing too well, and he wrote about this hip-hop song. It's called The Weeknd. So can you play that, Bobby?
Here we go.
Yeah, me. Get high on weekday. Me. Get high on weekday.
I know. Oh.
Just living for that weekend. Just living for the weekend. Just living for the weekend. Get high on weekdays. Get high on weekdays. Just living for the weekend. Just living for the weekend. Get high on weekdays. Get high on weekdays. Another Monday morning, I wake up, I wake and bake, then it's off to the workplace, dodging rumors, overstanding, how you doing, depending on how you say it, that's who you screwing, my living motto, never had a role model, I can't follow, you young people could not me use them, ain't saying much and I plead the fifth like I'm clueless, let me check my to-do list, my agenda's free, you people could not me use them, ain't saying much and I plead the fifth like I'm clueless, let me check my to-do list, my agenda's free, met with my soup, my daily agenda ain't come through. What you want me to do? I'll get back to you. Just living for the weekend. Just living for the weekend. Get high on weekdays. Get high on weekdays. Just living for the weekend. Just living for the weekend. Get high on weekdays. Get high on weekdays. Live it up, lonely and nervous, I think I'm anxious, my fingers itching, where's my payment, I can't clean, and I can't stay nervous, I think I'm anxious, my fingers itching, where's my payment, I can't clean, and I can't stand, to walk the dreams of another man, when I got my own, and time is limited, always chasing my dividends for pivoting, I ain't pump faking, I call a duck, I can't settle for running up, too much pride in my gut, I'm about my dollars, bucks, and products, I hate my job, but I went to college, I won't apologize cause I'm educated, I know my placement, and for my time I can wait, and for my time I can wait, get out. Just living for the weekend, just living for the weekend, get high on weekdays, get high on weekdays. Just living for the weekend. Just living for the weekend. Get high on weekdays. Get high on weekdays.
Yeah, that's a hip hop. So we have a variety of songs on the show, different genres. We played an R&B with Lee Knox, and we had a gospel song, Protection, And now that was a hip hop by a new artist with Joe Gallagher's Atlas Star Records. So he wanted me to play that song. Then we have, we're close to the end of the show. We want to play Randall's song, Promises. This is a country western. So we play all kinds of music here. So anyway, I want to say God bless all of you. And good night. And our next show will be, I have to schedule that, our next upcoming show, and I'll let you know more about that. Bye.
Thank you, Teresa.
Bye.
Promises weren't meant to be broken, although I've broke a few. One thing I can guarantee, never break a promise to you. Never break a promise to you. I'll give you my heart and I'll give you my soul. Give you a love that's true. All you gotta do is give me your hand. Never break a promise to you. Never break a promise to you. I know others have come along, broke your heart in two. All you gotta do is give me your heart. Never break a promise to you. Never break a promise to you. I know we were meant to be from heaven above. All you gotta do is give me your love. Never break a promise to you. Never break a promise to you. I'll give you my heart and I'll give you my soul. Give you a love that's true. All you gotta do is give me your hand. Never break a promise to you. Never break a promise to you. Now we're getting ready to down the aisle, about to say I do. Soon as that preacher says kiss the bride, I'll never break a promise to you. Never break a promise to you. I'll give you my heart and I'll give you my soul.
Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF.